Fiona Kelly is here again with It Says in the Papers.
The majority of today's papers in The Republic lead with the life sentence handed down to 38-year-old Karen Harrington for the murder of 2-year-old Santina Cawley in an apartment in Cork City on the 5th of July 2019. A picture of a smiling Santina wearing a pink sun hat is carried on the front of today's Irish Independent and Irish Examiner, while a question posed by her mother, Bridget O'Donoghue, in her victim impact statement, "How can you hurt a baby like this?" generates the lead headlines in the Irish Daily Star, Irish Sun and Herald. Santina's father, Michael Cawley, who was in a relationship with Karen Harrington at the time of the murder, is quoted on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. "I'll be haunted by Santina's murder forever," is the headline there. Elsewhere on the front pages, Boris Johnson's trip to Northern Ireland, where he conducted talks with the five main parties in Stormont yesterday, generates the lead story in the Irish Times, Irish News and Belfast Telegraph. The Times runs with the line that it's expected that following the talks, the British government will announce plans to unilaterally override parts of the Northern Ireland Protocol. The Irish News quotes Mr Johnson saying that new laws to rip up the protocol are an insurance policy in his negotiations with the EU. "No work, no pay," that's the headline in the Telegraph, meanwhile, which quotes the Prime Minister saying that he doesn't believe that MLAs should be paid if the Assembly isn't up and running. The Irish Independent devotes its lead editorial to this story today under the headline, "Johnson's brinkmanship on protocol hugely irresponsible." For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail suggests that restaurants and bars might take legal action against the government for the impact which the policy of housing more than 17,000 Ukrainian refugees in hotels and guesthouses is likely to have on the tourism industry. The Independent has a story in its front page, meanwhile, about how it's expected that legislation to allow pubs and restaurants to serve alcohol in outdoor seated areas will be extended today. And back in the front of the Examiner, it's reported there that dogs and horses are to have their access to blue flag beaches in Kerry seriously curtailed this summer. Elsewhere this morning, Tom Shiel reports in today's Times that the short-term future of Knaf National School near Swinford in County Mayo has been secured by an influx of Ukrainian pupils. There are 21 children at the school now, compared with just 6 less than 2 months ago. Also in the Times, Anne Harris has an opinion piece about the lead singer of U2, in which she poses the question, "Why do the Irish love to hate Bono?" The Independent and a number of other papers report today on the controversy which has arisen after the personal insolvency practitioner representing restaurateur Jay Burke gave incorrect information to the High Court when he sought a €12.2 million write-off. The Independent has a story on page 3 today about a 40-year-old man on a motorbike road trip around Australia who survived a crocodile attack. The man was attacked by a 2.3 metre long crocodile when he went swimming at a waterfall in Queensland. Although he sustained serious injuries, we're told that when the crocodile latched onto one of his arms, he used his other arm to fight him off and escape. And finally, The Times has a supplement this morning which features a selection of work written by young Irish writers at Fighting Words workshops around the country. In his foreword, Paul Harrod congratulates the young writers and entices others to follow in their footsteps. "Writing is an act of daring," is a headline over his piece this morning.